All year long, we have focused on hearing from God, and not only hearing, but acting on what he's speaking, right? And one of the things that I notice as I read scripture is that many times when God spoke to people, the response was they sacrificed, right? He spoke to Abraham, and Abraham sacrificed by leaving everything that he knew to follow after God, not knowing where he was going. And throughout Scripture, we see that God speaks to them, and immediately they build an altar, and they begin to sacrifice. And so I started thinking about this, and the other thing that they tended to do was they used stones as a memorial of what God had spoke to them, or this is the spot that God spoke to me, and this is the spot that God did something in my life. And over the next few weeks, we're going to look at, and we're going to start looking at some of these situations where God spoke and they stacked stones looking at, as a memorial. And we're going to look at those places in Scripture. And when I started thinking about the stacking stones and the memorial and what, you know, showing what God has done, I started thinking about Joshua chapter 4. And it tells the story of them, they're getting ready to cross the Jordan, and what happens as they cross. In Joshua chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, it says, "When all the people had crossed the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, 'Now choose 12 men, one from each tribe, and tell them, take 12 stones from the very place where the priests are standing in the middle of the Jordan, and carry them out and pile them up at the place where you will camp tonight.' So Joshua called together the 12 men he had chosen, one from each tribe of Israel, and he told them, 'Go into the middle of the Jordan in front of the ark of the Lord your God, and each of you must pick up one stone and carry it out on your shoulder. 12 stones in all, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel, and we will use these stones to build a memorial in the future. When your children ask, what do these stones mean, then you can tell them, they remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the Ark of the Lord's Covenant went across. And these stones will stand as a memorial among the people of Israel forever.'" And so they went on, and it tells more, and they go get to Gilgal, and that's where they camp for the night. And it says in verse 20 of chapter 4, it says, "It was there at Gilgal that Joshua piled up the 12 stones taken from the Jordan River." Now, when I think about stacking stones, this is the first scripture that comes to mind because of the impact, the punch. This is the memorial. This is stacking the stones. This is why we did it. We did this so that the generations after us will remember that the Jordan dried up. This is why we did. This is why we're doing what we're doing. Verse 6 of chapter 4 says, "We will use these stones to build a memorial. In the future, your children will ask you, what do these stones mean?" What do they mean? What do they stand for? Why is that pile of rocks there? And they remind us that the Jordan River stopped flowing when the ark touched it. The Jordan stood up in the middle of flood stage. The water was well out of its banks, but the moment that the priest who carried the ark stepped into the water began to recede. They stepped in and the water began to go back. Like some of your hairline started receding, right? And the further they got in to the water, the more the water went back. Until it was standing up. You know, there's a lot of theories about what happened. There's some theories that a giant hole in the ground opened up and all the water went back into it. Well, that doesn't make sense because it wouldn't have flowed back north. It stood up. And they stood there on dry land and everyone walked across and not one person got wet sock in the whole crowd. And the 12, he tells 12 people to go get stones, and they're going to carry them where they're going to, and they had to put the rocks on their shoulders. They weren't small little pebbles. They were giant rocks. But while they're doing that, while they're carrying these rocks out of the river, Joshua is standing in the middle right in front of the guys who are holding the ark, and he's building a pile of himself. Verse 9 of chapter 4 says, "Joshua also set up another pile of 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan River, at the place where the priests who'd carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing, and they are there to this day. In the middle of the Jordan River, this guy is stacking stones. He's stacking stones of faithfulness. He's stacking stones of promises fulfilled. He's stacking stones of obedience. In the middle of the river, when everyone else has crossed, here's Joshua still standing there, stacking stones. Verse 21 says, chapter 4, "Then Joshua said to the Israelites, 'In the future your children will ask, what do these stones mean? And when you can tell them, this is where the Israelites crossed the Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord your God dried up the river before your very eyes.' And he kept it dry until we were all across, just as he did at the Red Sea when he dried it up until we had all crossed over there. He did this so all the nations of the earth might know that the Lord's hand is powerful, and so you might fear the Lord your God forever." They're stacking stones. These guys were stacking stones to show God's faithfulness. They were stacking stones to show how faithful God is. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "He is the rock, his deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. How just and upright he is." They got the stone of faithfulness because they know they can lean into God and he'll be there. They got the stone of faithfulness because every time they called on his name, he answered. And so they stacked a stone. And they said, "He is faithful. He is faithful. God has been faithful in this house." Have you stacked your stone of faithfulness? Have you stacked your stone of faithfulness this morning? He's been faithful in this house. They're stacking stones of deliverance. In Psalms 50:15, it says, "And call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me." There have been days that we've been in need and God's delivered us, right? There's been times that in our lives that we needed God's deliverance and we needed God's freedom and we needed God to show up. And here they are stacking stones of deliverance. Because God is faithful to deliver them. They laid the groundwork with faithfulness. And then they stacked the stone of deliverance. They were stacking stones of where he's brought them from. In chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I've rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt,' so that the place has been called Gilgal to this day." They were slaves in Egypt and God has brought them out. He delivered them from the shame of slavery. He rolled away the reproach. They're stacking stones of where God's brought them from. Where has God brought you from? See, a lot of times in our lives, we walk and we get to a point in our lives, though, in our walk with God, that we sometimes forget where we once were. And so then it makes us look down our nose at other people. "Well, I can't believe they act that way." Well, they're sinners. What do you expect? "Well, I can't believe they did that." Well, you know, you used to do the same thing. He rolled it away. He set them free. Where, what slavery were we in that God set us free from? What addiction bound us? What thing could we not shake? And God rolled it away in our lives. They were stacking stones. They were stacking stones of promises fulfilled. Joshua 23:14 says, "Soon I will die, going the way of everything on earth. Deep in your hearts, you know that every promise of the Lord your God has come true. Not a single one has failed. Not a single promise. Every one has come to pass. None of them have failed. And the ones that haven't happened yet won't fail because he's faithful to answer it. Not a single promise. They've come to pass. Why are these stones here? Because God is faithful to answer his promises. He's faithful to answer his promises. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he was faithful then, he's faithful now. If he answered promises then, he answers promises now. And none of them failed. So that means none of the ones that he's still making will fail. They will come to pass. They will come to pass. He's stacking stones. Promises fulfilled. If he was faithful then, he's going to be faithful now. They were stacking stones of all the miracles he provided. Think about from the moment they left Egypt, the promises and the miracles that he provided. Just the absolute miracles. They get to the Red Sea and they're crying out to God. And God says, What are you whining about? What are you whining about, Moses? Lift up your staff. And they walk right over to the sea, and he lifts up his staff, and it says a great wind came and blew, and it split the water. Not that one side, all the water went to one way or the other. No, it split it, and it says that there was walls. They walked through, and wall on this side and a wall on this side. And I said this, a few weeks ago I talked about this, but dolphins, there's a book that's called the Jewish priests, and it talks about when they were walking through this, dolphins were jumping back and forth across this wall, and that some of them died. And later in Scripture, when they're talking about making the tabernacle, the tent, it says to use dolphin skins for part of it. Where are they going to get dolphin skins? They already had them, because the dolphins that died, they carried out with them. It's pretty crazy. I didn't know if I believed it. I did a little bit more research, and there's like 47 different kinds of dolphins in the Red Sea. They walked over on dry ground. Moses raised his hand. It says in Exodus 14:21, Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened the path through the water with a strong east wind, and the wind blew all night, turning the seabed into dry land. So the people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side. I think about when they were standing and they're complaining about what we're going to eat. And it's chapter 16, verse 12. It said, I heard the Israelites complain. We got no meat. We got no bread. And so tell them in the evening they will have meat to eat. And in the morning you will have bread. The bread you want. All of it that you want. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. And that evening, a vast number of quail flew in and covered the camp. And the next morning, the area around the camp was wet with dew. When the dew evaporated, a flaky substance as fine as a frost blanket on the ground. And the Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. What is it? They asked each other. And they had no idea what it was. And Moses told them, it is the food the Lord has given you to eat. That's the first time the quail came. The second time the quail came, they got so deep and so covered in quail that they got sick of eating quail. And so the manna is there, and the quail is there. The meat was there. The bread was there. That's a miracle. The whole time, manna is a miracle the entire time they're in the wilderness. You know when the manna stopped? When they crossed, it happened right after this. When they were stacking that memorial in Gilgal, it says the next morning they woke up and ate the fruits of the land. That's when the manna stopped. Why was the memorial there, Zach? So we can remember what God has done in our lives. I think about the water coming out of a rock. In Exodus 16, verse 6, it says, I will stand before you on the rock at Mount Sinai. Strike the rock and water will come gushing out. and then the people will be able to drink. So Moses struck the rock as he was told, and water gushed out as the elders looked on. It's a miracle. I never got water out of a rock. Never did. Might have got a smashed finger, but not of water. But it's God setting up miracle after miracle after miracle, even in the wilderness. Even when the people of Israel were complaining and doing wrong, God still showed up and did miracles in their midst. Another time, snakes had gotten the camp, and they were biting people, and people were dying. And God says in Numbers 21, verse 8, it says, "Then the Lord told him, Moses, make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to a pole, and all who are bitten will live if they simply look at it." All they had to do was look at it, and they're better. But you know what happened? Is guys refused to look at the snake on the pole, and they died. All they had to do was look at it. "I'm not looking at that thing." Dude, you just got bit. You got hours. All you got to do is look at the pole. That's it. All you got to do is look. Mm-mm. Not doing it. Not going to look at it. And it goes on. And we see this pole go throughout history. And they ended up having to destroy it because people started worshiping it. But in John chapter 3, we see the pole and the snake again. It says, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life." All they had to do was look at the snake and they would live, right? The pole with the snake, all they had to do was look at it and live. And all we have to do is turn to Jesus and we have a promise of eternal life. Yet we still have people who refuse to look at Christ. Why do you stack rocks? Because I was bitten by a snake, and I looked at that pole that God told Moses to make, and I lived. Why do I stack rocks? Because I turned to Jesus, and he saved my life. Because when I had no hope, and I had nowhere to turn, and I had nowhere else to go, and it looked desolate, I turned and looked at Christ. He gave me eternal life. The stones they stacked are the same stones we should be stacking. He is faithful. Time and time again, he's shown up. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold tight without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise." Where has he been faithful in your life? What promise has he fulfilled? What promises are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? What are you waiting for him to move in your life on? What situation have you not turned over to him? What are you waiting on? What has he delivered you from? What miracle has he performed in your life? What promise did he fulfill in your life? What promise are you still waiting on? Knowing that he answers all of his promises, that not one will fail. Are you stacking stones as a memorial for your children and grandchildren to look at and say, "This is why I do what I do"? Because God is faithful. Because this is where I was at, and this is what God did. And I want people to remember. I want people to know. Because God did something miraculous in my life. I want people to know. That's why we share our testimony. That's why we share our testimony. What do you need to set up as a memorial? What is it that God did in your life that you don't want to forget? There's some things I don't want to forget. There's some things that he's done that I don't want to go back to because he's delivered me from those things. There's some places that I don't want to have to go back through. What stones are you stacking? Are you leaning into God? Lord, I just thank you right now. Ask everyone that would to stand to your feet. Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you for moving in this house, God. I thank you for creating moments in time and moments in our lives that you speak to us, Lord. I thank you for speaking and us listening. And Lord, I thank you for those moments that you speak and that we act. And Lord, I pray that as we react to what you're saying, that we begin to build that monument, God, that we begin to stack stones spiritually, that we say, we know that God is faithful because he's done this. We know that God is able because he's shown up in this moment. We know that God is able to heal because he's healed my life. Put a little bit more change. We stack a little bit more stones. We put a little bit more change in our pocket because we know that you're able, God. And when things get hard and things get rough and things seem hopeless, we can look back and say, God is faithful. I don't have to worry. When we begin to stress, we can look back and say, God is faithful. And in this moment, in time, he's going to be faithful just as he was before. He's met my needs once. He'll meet my need again. We stack stones. We stack stones. God, I have a stone that says you're faithful. And when I get worried about how we're going to pay the bills or how we're going to do things, I look to you because you've shown up time and time and time again in my life. I know that you're faithful in that area of my life. When you ask me to do hard things, God, I'm able to say yes because I have a stone that says you are faithful in that area before. And if I'm obedient, you'll be faithful again. Maybe you're here and you need God to move in a situation in your life. Maybe there's an area that you need God to show up in. You need God to move and you say, I don't have that stone. I'm feeling a little hopeless today. I need God to show up in this situation, in this circumstance. I want to invite you to come. Maybe you're sick in body and you need God to heal you. I want to ask you to come. I want to pray with you. I want to believe because I know, because I've seen stones and people are healed. Maybe you need deliverance this morning. Maybe you're struggling with something and you need God to deliver you. I want to pray with you. I want to believe with you. I want to invite you to come because I know I have a stone that says God delivered me, so I know he can deliver you. Maybe you're struggling financially. I want to invite you to come. I want to pray with you because I have a stone that says God is faithful to show up, that he's my provider. Because he's done it in my life. I want to believe with you. Maybe you got fears and anxiety about a situation in your life. And you need God to move. And you need God to show up and help you with that. I want to invite you to come because I have a stone that says he's faithful. you feel led to come and pray around this altar, I encourage you to do so. If you feel led to come and pray for the ones that are here, I encourage you to move.